I value the friendship of Brother and Sister Schumacher and Brother Portman. I asked him if he held down the fort this morning. He said, well, it's still here. So I heard he did a wonderful job. Thank you, Brother Portman, for taking this congregation. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your pastor and his wife with Northern. We've been wanting to do that for a long time. I wasn't sure he would take time away from the congregation on Sunday morning, but he did. And he did such a fantastic, he was absolutely bang on, absolutely accurate. He preached a message that we desperately needed, and it was on desperation. Praise God. And what a wonderful time we had. Thank you. Good to be with you tonight. I've enjoyed preaching here every time you've invited me here. I pray the Lord will bless you tonight. I usually have something a little lighter and silly to say, but not tonight. We're going to get into the Word of God. And Joshua 23, verse 3. If we can put that up, or can we just read that? And you've seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto all the nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. I'd like to preach just a few hours tonight on this subject. God fights for you. God fights for you. We do the praising and he's doing the fighting. Praise God. We give him the glory, he brings the victory. Not by might, not by power. Saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not about us, it's not us.
Amen.
And we ever now and then we have obstacles and situations that are bigger than we are.
Right.
And we realize there's no way I'm going to get through this.
Amen.
There's no way. If I make it through this, it will be God.
That's right.
And to God be the glory. We give you the praise. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity tonight to minister the word of God in this house. Bless this congregation of people who have worshipped you, praised you, given you thanksgiving, and lived for you, have been effective soul winners for you. We thank you for them tonight. Let the word of God bless them tonight on this Pentecost Sunday. We will give you the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I thought today we'd hear maybe a message on Pentecost. But every Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. For us, every service is a Pentecostal experience. Every time we worship, we're worshiping in the upper room. And we're waiting on the Lord. And so this is a unique day. This is the birthday of the church. This is when it all began. What's amazing to me in the world how people can read the book of Acts and not realize that receiving the Holy Ghost with speaking the tongues is speaking as the Spirit gives utterance. It is the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. If you weren't sure, that Joel says, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy upon my handmaids and servants of the Lord. Your young men shall dream dreams, old men shall. Young men shall dream dreams. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. And upon the handmaids and servants of those days, where I pour out my spirit. He said, what you see in here, this is it. This is what's happening. This is the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And people saying, it's not for today, it's not for you. But I'm so glad that I didn't believe that. I just said, oh, I need something besides church. I need the Holy Ghost. I need something in my heart that is powerful enough to transform and change me. You believe in miracles, I believe in miracles. I am a living miracle. It's a miracle that I'm alive. It's a miracle when I came in the church. It was a miracle when God delivered me from smoking. It was a bionic smokestack, and God delivered me. No pads, no Nicaban, no laser treatment, no hypnosis. I didn't want to be a non-smoking sinner. I wanted to be a non-smoking saint. And so God delivered me. Cry of desperation. After the first week, I was panicking already because I didn't have the Holy Ghost. I see people come to church for years and not get the Holy Ghost. I don't know how you do it. How do you stand it? But after a week, I said, I want the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. And down in the stinky weight room of the YMCA, I prayed, God, what must I do to receive the Holy Ghost? And I was on my face in a stinky old mat there crying out to God down in the weight room of the YMCA. I said, God, I want the Holy Ghost. I want this gift. I need this power to live for you and to be free. And God said, are you willing to give up all your old friends? That may be something for you to consider tonight. Are you willing to give up all your old friends? And I said, Lord, I will. And when I did that, that night, Brother Robert Gilstrap preached. I do not know what he preached on. I don't know the text or the subject. I don't know what he preached on. But that night I went forth and I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost at 11 o'clock at night. Seagull Road, Calvary Gospel Church in West Madison. Flat on my back, I received the Holy Ghost speaking in the tongues. I don't know how long I spoke, but God absolutely transformed and changed me and made a brand new creature out of me. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise God. What a wonderful change that was. And I want to maintain that change. I don't want anything to interrupt that or disrupt or tarnish or corrupt that precious gift. Just remember the way it used to be when you first got the Holy Ghost. You loved everybody. Everything was wonderful and fine. You had no problems. And it was a wonderful time. I want to tell you tonight that if you want to live for God, you can do that here. You can do that here at Apostolic Faith Church. You want to live holy, you can do that here. You want to live unholy, you may have to go someplace else. But if you want to live for a holy life for God, live for God, you can do that here. You have a pastor that believes in the Word of God, a praying man, a sensitive man. He ministered to us today. He had a special work in Northview.
Amen.
In a matter of moments, a special work was done.
Amen.
And I can preach things like that for a long time. A guest pastor comes in and says these things, and all of a sudden the congregation hears it. All of a sudden it makes sense. And say, Lord, what's wrong with me? And he says, now you just keep doing your job. I've given you some help. People along the way, they come in, say the same thing on the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and a fresh voice, a fresh anointing, and all of a sudden the people hear it. They say, amen, well, that's good. I believe that, and they respond. Praise God. And you shall have seen all the Lord your God has done unto all the nations because of you, for the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. Nathan Corey was a 13-year-old, 5 feet 2 inches, just barely ringing away at 100 pounds. One day, 7 teenagers attacked him. 7 Philadelphia bullies tore into this young man. They beat him. For 30 minutes, they hit him, they kicked him. They beat him, they spit on him, they called him names. The miraculous thing is that Corey survived. But they weren't done yet. On a January day, a cold January day, they dragged Corey through the snow, stuffed him up in a tree, and hung him on a 7-foot wrought iron fence. One of the bullies was very proud of their work, and he filmed this on his phone, and he put it on YouTube. Some passerby saw the violence, and they chased the bullies away, and the police got involved, and soon the bullies were in prison. But the newspaper got a hold of this article. A staffer at the news station, the morning show called The View, read the account. He invited Corey to appear on his broadcast. He showed the video assault that had been presented on YouTube in the background, and Corey sat there trying to be brave, trying to be composed, but his lower lip was quivering. And he said this, he said, you know, next time it could be someone smaller. I made it, I survived, but it could be someone smaller, and they may not make it. He was trying to be brave. What he didn't know is that the host of the program had 3 Philadelphia Eagle football players on the show. They came out. An all-pro receiver named Deshaun Jackson sat down with the boy. promised the little boy that he would be there to help him. He took out a big jersey and signed the jersey and gave it to Corey. And then he did something on the air. He gave him his personal cell phone number. Now, I'm thinking that people are going to think twice. The next group of bullies, the group of thugs, are going to think twice before they call a beat up Corey who has DeSean Jackson's cell phone on speed dial. I think all of us would like to have someone to protect us tonight.
Yeah.
I understand we have an attorney in the house.
Right.
Sometimes you say, I wish I had a prosecuting attorney, or maybe I had a defense attorney, maybe I had a corporate lawyer, maybe I had someone to fight my battles for me. Maybe I wish I had someone to stand up for me and protect me and go to battle for me. Have you ever been there? Joshua needed that kind of help tonight. He needed that kind of protection. He had brutal, bloodthirsty enemies occupied the promised land. Joshua was a man who was untested. His leadership was unproven. He had men who were not tested in being warriors. They were farmers. But God guaranteed that he'd have the victory. He said, I'm going to give you the conquest. I'm going to give you the victory. Joshua 1:5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. I will not leave you, say leave you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. We have people leaving each other every day. We have fathers forsaking their families and their wives. We have people leaving and forsaking, but the Lord said, you can count on me. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be there for you. We need to remember that, not just tonight on Pentecost Sunday, but tomorrow morning when you go to work. Tomorrow this week when you have another gnarly situation that comes your way, you find yourself in circumstances that are less than desirable, just remember that he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He is going to be there. Jericho has thick walls, he said, but you have me. Amorites have the home field advantage. They've got all of the weaponry that they need to fight you. But you have the King of Heaven on your side. They said, they are strong. Yes, they are strong, but I am stronger. And because he's strong, you can be strong. Because he has a strong will, you can have that will. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. What can anyone do to me? You know what people can do to you. They can abuse you. They can lie to you. They can deceive you. They can cheat you. They can bear false witness. They can slander you. They can libel you. They can do all kinds of things to you. But I want you to know tonight that in any circumstance, the Lord is there and he will fight for you. Praise God. Don't get all worked up. Don't get all lathered up trying to figure out how you're going to solve your problem. Remember, if you'll acknowledge him in all your ways, in all your ways acknowledge, he will direct thy paths. Remember, it's not you alone facing the world, but it's you and Jesus Christ. And if God be for you, who can be against you? But if God be against you, who can be for you? So tonight, we need him. Lord is your helper. That word helper comes from bo theo. Bo means to shout. And theo, I found out one of the meanings is to run. And so God says, I'm going to run to you with a shout. But the truth of it is, he doesn't have to say, I'll be there. Or I'm coming and I'll be there soon. What he does say is, here I am. Praise God. The great I am is there. He is a very present help in time of trouble. God is our refuge and our strength. A very present help in trouble. He's not far from every one of us. Praise God. Feel after him. He's not far from every one of us. In all of your situations, the Lord will fight for you. I have been in situations where my ministry has been under attack. Can't imagine that. And not from the sinners, from the saints. And I've told the Lord, Lord, you called me into this. And if I'm going to stay, you're going to have to keep me
You gave me this responsibility. If you want me to preach, want me to minister, want me to pastor, then you're going to have to protect me. And I was in a situation where I prayed that prayer. I did not know the result. I put my hands in his hand. I said, Lord, I'm here. If you're done with me, this will be a good time to terminate it right here. If there's nothing else that I can say or do for the kingdom of God, if there is no one else that can help, this would be a good time to shut it down right now. And I heard the voice of the Lord say, I got this. Amen. Don't worry. Fret not. Amen. I've got this. Amen. That's all I had to hear. And the Lord worked that out.
Amen.
And I'm still here.
And
the Lord has still helped me to help people. I needed help. I had no one else. My wife sat by my side and we decided there's nothing we can do except just trust the Lord. And we did. And the Lord brought us through. The Lord made a way. I may be talking to some hearts here tonight. You're in tight quarters right now. You're going through something right now that you can't control. You can't change the outcome. There's nothing else you can do but wait upon the Lord and trust him. But I'm here to tell you tonight, the Lord is right there with you. You're going through this with him. You're not alone. It's not you versus the world. It's you and Jesus Christ. And victory is yours. He said, you won't have to fight this fight. I will fight it for you. The book of Joshua is a book of God fighting. Yeah, Joshua was the general. Yes, he had his men, but God did the fighting. Mark it down. River Jordan, who did the miracle? It was God. They just walked across on dry ground. They got to Jericho. They marched. They blew the trumpet. They shouted. What happened to the walls? The walls came down. They didn't bring those walls down. God recessed those walls into the ground. They walked across the top of those walls, laid siege to the city, and took Jericho. God did the fighting. And God wants to fight your battles tonight. He'll put you in places where only he can fight. And there's not a thing you can say or do, but it will be to God be the glory. When you get through this thing, it'll be him who gives you the victory. They got to Ai. The first round, they did it their way. They said, hey, we've got this figured out. We know how God works. We're going to do it our way. And they did it their way, and they were defeated. 36 men were killed, and Achan was revealed as a thief. The second time, they took all of their men. They had a strategy that God gave them, and they took Ai the second time. They did it God's way. God fought the battle. God gave the victory, and they took the city of Ai. All the conquest in the promised land, God gave them the victory. Most of those battles they never even had to fight. He gave them the victory. God did the claiming. God did the giving. God did the providing. God did the defending. God did the conquering. And God did the fighting. God wants to fight for us tonight. He will fight for you. Live for him. Give glory. Praise him. Thankful. Give glory and honor to God tonight. He'll do your fighting for you. I'd rather have God do the fighting than me exhaust myself in my own resources trying to just work it all out myself. We spend all of our time working on things that are not our projects. And God does not want us working on it. He wants to have us stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Lift up your hand, the sea depart, and they walk across on dry shod. God did that, and God did that for them. He fought the battle. He let the waters collapse on the Pharaoh and his army. And they sang the songs of Zion and victory and triumph on the far side. God wants to give us victories. He wants to fight our battles for us. Praise God. God fights for you as he promised he would. God fights for you. Now unto him who's able to do. Say that. Now unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. No, I'm not preaching, speaking in tongues in the upper room today. I'm talking about the power of Pentecost that lives in us. And we can do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Do you understand how powerful you are tonight? Do you understand what God wants to do? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. Sheep don't drink from a babbling brook. God doesn't want you all frothing at the mouth and foaming and fretting and fuming. He wants to take you to a quiet place. Well, we have to have our place with him where we can calm us down and still the raging waters and let us lead us beside a still water so you can drink deeply of the Spirit of God. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, my mind, my will, my emotion. He settles my mind. Our minds are so preoccupied with things, so stressed out. We have so much we have to think about, so much we have to keep track of, and he will give you peace of mind. He will restore your thinking. Amen. Give you right thinking. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. He'll touch your mind and help you think clearly. Amen. In the midst of mass confusion. He restoreth my soul. He settles down your emotions. You feel anxiety attacks. You feel fear and doubt and wonder. And you can't sleep at night. And you can't take enough sleeping pills. The Lord wants to come and bring us peace of mind. Let the peace of mind that passeth all understanding keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He wants to restore your mind, restore your emotions, and restore your will. Give you the intestinal fortitude and spiritual strength to do what is right. To live for him in the midst of a godless generation. Amen. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through, say through. You say, I'm in a valley right now. I'm really going through some tough things right now. Difficult situation. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff, that's not just for the sheep. That's to keep the wolves, the predators at bay. That's to beat the enemy away. That's to protect the sheep as well. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me, right there in the presence of my enemy. Right there in the midst of the battle, right there in the face of opposition, he prepares a table before me. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Right there in the valley of the shadow of death, right there in front of my enemies, he prepares. Have you ever felt that peace that comes? You shouldn't feel this calm and collected, but you do. You shouldn't feel this kind of peace, but you do. You shouldn't be this composed, but you are. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Is God for us? He's for you tonight. He's for you in church here, but he's going to be for you tomorrow when you're at work, when you're in the classroom, when you're going about your weekly business. He's going to be there with you. Jesus fights for you. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame and is set down at the right hand of God, even the Father by him. I like that even. I help you here. In the Bible, the Trinitarians translated and, but that same word that can be used for and can be used for even. And so I say God even the Father, not God and the Father. God even the Father. Praise God. Jesus fought for you. He fought for your soul. He fought for your peace. Amen. If you stand for him tonight, he'll stand for you. If you confess him before men, he will confess you before the angels of heaven. That was one scripture that really got to me as a student on the University of Madison. I thought, what am I going to do
living a Christian life on this kind of a campus. And the Lord impressed that scripture. He said, if you'll confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father who is in heaven. And that made up my mind. I said, I don't want to deny you. I want to confess. I want to admit, yes, I belong to Jesus Christ. How did you do all that? Yes, the Lord did this for me. The Lord did this work in my life. The Lord fought my battles. The Lord brought my victory. He fought for your salvation. Just stand with me tonight. He fought for your salvation. He fought for your life. He fought for your life. He gave you physical healing at Calvary, for by his stripes were healed. He gave you emotional healing. He gave you righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He gave you all these things at Calvary. He provided for all of your needs, your mind, your will, your emotion, and your body. He gave you all of that. He bought this church. He spoke the world into existence, but he laid down the crimson cash of Calvary and bought a church. How many times have I prayed, Lord, take care of this church when I'm gone, please. When I can't be here, take care of this church. And the Lord says, Pastor, who do you think takes care of it when you're here? So that puts me right back in my spot here. Not my church. He bought this church. He paid for it in blood. I promise you, the gates of hell are not going to prevail against this. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the foundation. Praise God. He's going to add to this church daily such as should be saved. And he will remove those who will not serve him. He'll do the sifting and the winning. He'll go through the axioms of growth, the addition, the subtraction, the division, the multiplication. And God will take care of his church. He'll build his church upon a solid foundation. And so we don't have to worry about the church. We just have to determine to be a part of it. Stay in the church. If you're here, stay here. You can serve God here. There's something you can do for the kingdom of God right here. You can live for him here. You can hear truth here. You can feel the presence of God here. You can worship him in spirit truth right here. This is your inheritance. More victory than defeat. More joy than sadness. More hope than despair. Why? Because God is fighting for you. Remember that tomorrow. Remember that morning traffic jam. Morning traffic.